Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell. We are grateful to God to be with you all, our listening audience, again this week with another relevant kingdom teaching. God has been great. We all know He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Sometimes we say there are not enough words to describe just how good He is. But we are grateful here at the Empowerment Place, LLC, for those that God has allowed us to partner with, those that He has given us the assignment to mentor and pour into. We have been receiving testimonies of the impact that we've made in the lives of others, and we are greatly, greatly, greatly appreciative, but along with that, we understand the importance of being obedient to that which God has spoken. And it's in that vein that tonight we are going to discuss your sphere of influence. We realize that each of us, each and every one of us, have been commissioned by God to influence a sphere of society. We all have. And we know that often people will question, what am I to do? What's my purpose? Where do I fit? How do I fit? We're not going to get into all of that because that's discussion that will go on weeks and weeks at a time. Amen. But we are going to touch base this evening on your sphere of influence. We ask that you let somebody know that we're on the air live right now, that they can join us in this conversation. For those who have called in, if there's a question or a comment that you'd like to make, we ask that you press 1 and we can bring you live into the conversation. So, Father, we thank you tonight for an opportunity to come and share this that the Holy Spirit has placed in our spirit. We thank you now for the clarity that this message will come forth with. We thank you for the seeds that will be planted into the spirits of your people, awakening some, starting a fire in some, pushing others, oh God, opening up our understanding that we would get busy about completing that which you've placed us on the earth to do. We thank you for this now in advance, and we give you glory for what's about to take place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So your sphere of influence. How many of you know that God wants to increase you? He wants to expand you. He wants to even enlarge you right now. Jabez prayed the prayer, enlarge my territory, enlarge my territory. And there are many of us who are not confident enough in what we do, have an understanding enough of why we do, that we've not ventured out to pray such a prayer as enlarge my territory. But you have to know that God wants to increase you. He wants to expand you, and He wants to enlarge your sphere of influence. The first passage of scripture we're going to look at tonight comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 18. I'm going to read that to you from the New English Translation. It reads this way: For we would not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some others who recommend themselves. But when they measure themselves by themselves and they compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. But we will not boast beyond certain limits. but will confine our boasting according to the limits of the work to which God has appointed us. That reaches even as far as you. For we were not overextending ourselves as though we did not reach as far as you, because we were the first to reach as far as you with the gospel about Christ. Nor do we boast beyond certain limits in the work done by others, but we hope that as your faith continues to grow, our work may be greatly expanded among you according to our limits, so that we may preach the gospel in the regions that lie beyond you and not boast of work already done in another person's area. But the one who boasts must boast in the Lord, for it is not the person who commands himself who is approved, but the person that the Lord commends. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to someone else when it comes to influence or an accomplishment? Do you ever rank yourself and consider that you're a certain class of people and you rank in a certain place based on your accomplishments? Do you ever measure yourself using someone else's yardstick when it comes to your influence and your accomplishment? Do you? Come on out, let's be honest. Okay, I'll be honest. There have been times in life, thank God for deliverance from those times, but there was a time in my life that I measured my success based on what I saw in others, thinking that I had to get what they had. Years back, you would always hear people say, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't know what Jones family they were talking about, because I knew a lot of Jones families that didn't even have what I had. But the saying was, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. And everybody who was anybody in the region that I grew up with, if you are of African-American descent, if you got a Cadillac, you had it going on. We thought we had it going on because we had a Catalina, not a Cadillac, but a Catalina. But it put us in that group. We had it going on. You had a house and not a trailer. You got it going on. You work in the office and not in the construction or in the place where they're doing all the labor. You in the office, so you snub your nose at those in the factory because you got it going on. Come on, a lot of times people have put you in a box, and even you yourself have placed yourself in a box because you tried to measure what you were doing against someone else. But God is saying, look, first and foremost, I need you to understand that what I've done in you, I have done in you. I need you to forget all of that stuff, trying to compare yourself, your influence, your objective in the earth against somebody else's. What I want you to focus on is what I placed you in the earth to fulfill. What I need you to understand is that you were placed here to fulfill a specific task in a sphere of influence, in a sphere of society. Let's look quickly over at Luke 4:18. My technology is working with me today. I can flip, flip, flip. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and the regaining of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed. That particular scripture speaks to the specific people in specific regions. People have purpose. Different people have different purpose. Here, this scripture is saying, I know what I'm here to do. I'm here to proclaim good news to the poor. I'm here to release the captives and to aid in the regaining of sight to the blind. I'm here to set free those who have been oppressed. I understand my purpose. And in understanding your purpose and understanding the sphere that you're to operate in, when you do that, you have got to know then that God will present you with opportunities to increase, to expand, and to enlarge your sphere of influence. How often do we get up each day looking for an opportunity to do what we've been anointed to do? How often do we look for an opportunity to do that, but to do it in a place different than what we did yesterday? How often are we arising in the morning and creating opportunities to use the gift wherever you're being sent? I know. These questions, they're not hard questions. They're not. They're pretty easy questions, but pretty challenging questions at the same time. When God is expanding us, when He is enlarging us, one thing that you have to recognize is that your thinking, the way that you think, is going to change. Your mind. I posted on Facebook the other day, maybe yesterday, the day before, my days run together, that kingdom systems were being revealed. Are you aware? And we'll talk about systems later. I think that the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and speaking with Apostle Vini, there will be a time, so stay tuned, probably in the month of June. We will be teaching on kingdom systems that entire month, so stay tuned for that. But when we look at accommodating the full intent of God for our lives in the sphere of influence that He's placed us in, often it's going to require a new mindset. A new mindset. Word tells us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For some, your mind has to be renewed because too often people have thought that unless the sphere of influence was in the church, behind the four walls, that you were not functioning, you were not serving, you were not obeying God because you weren't in the quote-unquote church. But God's sphere of influence is greater than the four walls of that building. So much greater than that. God uses us in the marketplace. He uses us in entertainment. He uses us in education. He uses us in all these realms. And it's to fulfill His intent for our lives in those places. Along with the new mindset, you've got to think new about what you've done before, what you've considered doing. You have got to be open to things that you've never imagined, sometimes things which are outside of your comfort zone, things that you previously had no desire to do whatsoever. Yeah, ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. Ouch. Philippians 2:12-13 says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own soul's salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure." We talked about the necessity of changing your mind, but it also requires that you evolve. You have to desire to evolve. Your belief system has to evolve. You have to let God open you up to new things. Philippians 3:13-15 says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do." What? "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press." I started at 13. Let me go back to 12. "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me." Now 13, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many are mature," hear that, "have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you." You have to be willing to allow God to open you up to new things. And even as he's opening up each of us to new things, we've got to know that we're going to face some complexities. We may also face some challenges. But it won't be anything that should deter us from what God has called us to do. I studied this. This, which I'm sharing with you, has been something that God revealed four years ago. And I go back and I look at these things now, and they still speak volumes to God's people, because still so many are in a place of just doing everything the way they've always done it, but expecting a different outcome. How are you doing that? How do you think that's going to happen? How do you think that's going to happen? I don't know. For me, it hasn't happened yet. If it happened for you, give me some pointers on what I didn't do right, what I did something. But we have to become aware of God's need for us, his desire for us to do that which he commissioned us to do. Keep your life in perspective. Do you know those people who get so overwhelmed with every little thing? I mean, everything becomes a major production when it's a simple yes or no situation. They become distracted by every wind of doctrine. They get distracted. Whatever is the new, whatever, they're jumping on board, and I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to do this tomorrow, and next week it's something else. And, you know, the only time I find myself changing that is with hair trends, because I have a daughter who's a phenomenal stylist, and when she does something and she does it well, I want to switch up because I want my hair to look nice. But if I were to change my mind about fulfilling what it is that God has placed me in the earth to do, as often as I change my hair, I could end up in a mental facility. Y'all, come on. We have got to stay focused, and we have to keep our proper perspective and understanding what it is that God has called us to. One of my Facebook friends earlier today, Prophet Tracy Fauntleroy, posted something that prompted a conversation between the two of us, and we hadn't chatted in a minute, but in her post, she said, "Don't let other people limit you." I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what it was she wrote. But paraphrasing, it was, "Don't let other people get you hemmed up by what they think." I'm going to read it to you right. "Don't become the victim of someone else's limitations." That's what she wrote. And I responded to that along with that. free yourself from your own limitations. Don't become the victim of someone else's limitations, but also free yourself from your own limitations. Some of us have placed ourselves in bondage, not so much even because we compared ourselves to someone else, but we put ourselves in bondage because we put limitations on God that God didn't put on us. I think I spoke of vanity in our last Bible study and our Wednesday Bible encounters about how so often now, without realizing it, we have been doing things in vain. We have been doing things that are not connected to our purpose, God's intent for our lives on the earth. We have just been doing because we felt like we could, because someone said they had a need for us to, but none of it connected to what God has purposed that we do in the earth. We have to be open and attentive and willing. Attentive and willing. Open, attentive, and willing. Yeah, I know. There are a lot of people in the body who say they're in the body and they're no longer teachable. They believe they have all the answers. They're the gifted, anointed one that they don't need anybody to teach them because they hear from God. The Holy Spirit speaks to them and they got it going on. If I ever act like I'm there, y'all pinch me, slap me, something, knock me down, pick me back up, shake me loose from that mindset, because that will limit what God can and will do through me. We have to honor the purpose and the intent of God each time an opportunity is given. And see, what y'all have to realize is that right now, God is opening up doors. For everybody listening right now, God is opening up doors of opportunity. He is giving you platforms, new platforms. You've always spoken here, and you've always gone to this place, and you always went to this women's conference. God is putting before you different opportunities. And you don't even realize that this is an opportunity to grow your sphere of influence. And all of this in your obedience to going forth and fulfilling his original intent. You're creating opportunities for God to be glorified. It still ain't even about you. But it's about the need for you to obey what it is he's called you to. God wants to enlarge your footprint. What is a footprint? Your footprint is the area covered by something. The area covered by something, a range of operation or service. God is trying to allow some of you to have a global footprint, a global impact, a global impression. And with that, he's going to allow you to gain new resources. Again, this is going to require a different mindset. A different mindset. You're going to have to start looking at people differently. You know, so often we've been taught that only a certain group of people are going to help you get to the next place. Don't limit God that way. God can use anybody he desires. Take the pressure off of yourself as God is enlarging, as you're obeying. Because God God will provide. Provision is his responsibility when we are being obedient to that which he's called us to. Yeah, your gift, your assignment, his original intent for your life. The grace and the oil are your life are the primary means used to establish the relationships that will bring the resources that are needed to grow your footprint. So you have to be careful that as God is enlarging you, expanding you, that you don't abuse relationships. Be a receiver and not a taker. Wow, time goes by so quickly. There are opportunities of expansion, again, as I said, waiting for each of us. And we have to become keenly aware of what it is that God has given us. The first thing you do, know your assignment. There's some that still question it. Have conversations with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you his intent for your life. And then as he begins to open these things up, make sure you're writing this stuff down and keeping an account of what the Holy Spirit is saying. Sometimes he'll give it to you in bits and pieces, and you have to go back and put it all together. But the Lord will allow you to discern and see the truth of what the Holy Spirit is speaking. But he's saying now is the time to expand. Now is the time for you to come into yourself. Be who I called you to be. Make that global footprint. Be an impact globally. Yeah, God. Operate in your sphere of influence. Be the change agent you are supposed to be. Yeah. Be concerned about what God desires, not what man desires. Let God be glorified in what you do and what you say, how you do and what you say. Watch the doors that are being opened, the opportunities that are being presented. They're coming. They don't look like they used to look. They're not even coming from the people that they used to come from. But God is moving. He's moving, and he's moving on your behalf. Glory to God. Wow, we're down to a couple minutes. Ooh. If there are questions or comments, you can press 1. I can bring you on. Amen. For those who are in the Richmond and vicinity, we want to invite you to a Kingdom Collision Summit being held here in the city of Richmond April 27th and 28th. Apostle Julian Young, who's an international conference speaker and presiding apostle of Kingdom Ministerial Association, will be in Richmond, Virginia, advancing kingdom models and agendas. This is being co-hosted by Apostle Rodney Vini of Overcomer Kingdom Impact Training Center. This is being held at Four Points Hotel by Sheraton on 4700 South Laburnum Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. There is a registration, but the registration cost is free. If you're in the Richmond area, please find this. I've shared this on my Facebook page, Valerie Burrell, or you can look at Apostle Rodney Beanie's page for the information. Well, we bless God for each of you that has joined us tonight. We pray that something has been said to open up your understanding, open up your wings, that you might be lifted higher to soar, and that which God has called you to. And beyond all of that, we pray that this word has empowered you as it has each of us. Until next time, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you and good night.